I'm Craig Lewis from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department, and I want to welcome you to Episode 11 of Hymn Sing Radio, a program where we sing along to some of the great hymns of the church. Let's get right to the music. Our first hymn is Shall We Gather at the River from the pen of Robert Lowry. Apparently, despite its popularity, the composer wasn't overly fond of it. Lowry said this about his own hymn. It is brass band music, has a march movement, and for that reason has become popular, though for myself, I do not think much of it. It's only appropriate then that we listen to it with a brass band playing along. Although to make Robert Lowry happy, we will sing it less like a march and with a little more swing. Here is Shall We Gather at the River? I think even Lowry may have enjoyed that. We learned many of these hymns as children, either in Sunday school or being sung to us by parents at home. Our next two hymns very much have a Sunday school feel to them, and so it is only right that we should sing along with the voices of children. Both of these next two hymns are from the pen of Philip Paul Bliss. Aside from writing his own hymns, he is also well known for writing the tune that Horatio Spafford used for his song, It Is Well, which we heard on a previous episode. While most of us won't have to face a den of lions for our beliefs, I hope that no matter where you are, you will dare to be a Daniel.
Oh,
Philip Bliss clearly understood how to put a simple faith into words. Our next hymn puts it so plainly, "I am so glad that Jesus loves me." That simply sums up Christianity. Jesus loves even me. That hymn reminds me of the parable of the lost or wandering sheep. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 to 14, we read this. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. I think that Jesus really wanted us to get this point because the parable is also recorded in the book of Luke. There it says, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy that you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbors together and say to them, 'I am so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate.'" The bottom line is this. You are important and special in the eyes of the Lord. Jesus loves you. Yes, even you. In keeping with that parable, let's join together in "The Lord's My Shepherd." Our final hymn of the program is a good old Salvation Army battle hymn, Storm the Forts of Darkness. I've specifically chosen this arrangement for the program as it was arranged and conducted in this performance by a Salvation Army officer named Norman Bearcroft. He was a hugely influential figure in Salvation Army music in the last 75 years, and he recently was promoted to glory, a term we use in the Salvation Army when someone receives their heavenly reward. Bearcroft lived in Canada from 1969 to 1976, and it was during his time here that many new things were started, such as the National School of Music and the Canadian Staff Band. We pay tribute to Norman Bearcroft together as we storm the forts of darkness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norman, for your gift of music. That's all we have for episode 11 of Hymn Sing Radio. I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.